Somebody in your position, since this is such a passing heavy sort of camp?
It's really when you have to work on, you know, all your traits, you know what I mean? And how you come out here and know that what the team's focused on, what the coach's expectations are. So you have to come out here and just, you know, catch the ball. You know, we're playing, you know, backyard football, pass and catch, and we have to do that. So, you know, when the ball's on the ground, then they're not too happy about it. So, you know, they put an emphasis on it every day in practice. So we know what our jobs are when we come out here every day, and we just try to come out here and execute to the best of our abilities.
What's your mindset coming into this year after having this success last year?
The last year is last year. It's in the past, man. So, you know, every year you have to come up here and you have to continue working. And they're not lowering the bar for anybody around here. So, you know, we've got some great coaches and great teammates, and they're dependent on me just like I'm dependent on them. So we just have to work every day. Every chance that we get to come out here and practice, we have to come out here and do the best that we can do.
What specifically do you think you need to get better this year?
We'll focus on passing right now in OTAs because that's what we're focusing on. And, you know, we're throwing the ball around a pretty good bit right now. And so for me, that's my main focus right now, just catching every ball that's thrown my way.
How much do you think you can be a three-down weapon and split out wide? I saw you were out wide a few times today going deep. I mean, how much do you think you can do that?
I mean, I can do it, you know, as much as they want to put me out there, man. And, you know, you just have to go out there and execute, like I said. I mean, they can put you out there, but if you don't execute, you're not going to be out there that much. So for me, I mean, I think I can do anything as long as I work at it. So,
how much do you talk to Shane? Because obviously looks like there's an opportunity for him. Danny's gone, sort of that third down role could be his year, and you went through that last year. You kind of had your opportunity and you grabbed it. Do you talk to him? You guys spent a lot of time together. Do you talk to him about that?
Absolutely, man. I don't think Shane's any dummy, man. He realizes that we lost an awesome player in Danny Woodhead last year, and somebody who really showed us the way to do things, you know, on both sides of the ball, and in every emphasis of the game of football, Danny was on top of it. So for Shane to see a guy leave and his role to open up even more, I think he's going to jump on the moment and capture the moment. I mean, you look at him last year, what he did towards the end, he was blooming late, and Shane's a hell of a player, man. So I think he's going to be ready to go, and I'm excited about it. I mean, it's two guys back there that came in together, me and Shane, and of course we push each other, but we also have to motivate the other guys in the room. So it's a room full of running backs that are ready to play. We just got to be the young leaders and, you know, keep our team, you know, going.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks.